to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Wow, another week. It's going by quickly. Welcome to Call to Freedom. It's important to slow down. I know the world is going faster than we ever thought, but it's important to slow down and enjoy the little miracles around us. The petals on a flower, a butterfly, or a gentle breeze on a warm summer evening. All these little things that God uses to say how much He loves you and me. Oh, praise God. Just this weekend, I saw a program, and they were describing the migration route of the monarch butterfly. I know a lot of you have already seen that. You can actually Google monarch butterfly and the migration. It's just amazing. They fly 3,000 miles to central Mexico to hang on trees by the millions. I mean, it looks like absolute fall, and all the leaves are full, and it's monarch butterflies. It's just, and when they go to the northern parts of the United States for the summer, it's they have to, the little cocoon, they mate, and then they have the cocoons, and the little caterpillar that comes from that cocoon only feasts on milkweed, and the milkweeds are decreasing. So a lot of people across the United States are in clubs where they are planting milkweeds so that these little critters can live. It's just, oh, God's world is so good. The petals on a flower, a butterfly, oh, and they're just gorgeous, beautiful monarch butterflies, or a gentle breeze on a warm summer evening. Warm summer evening, it's 95. Oh, wow. All little things that God uses to say how much He loves you. And when I feel the heat here, I think of precious Elijah when he said, for 3.5 years is going to be a famine and no rain. So, oh, God. See, we aren't the first people that have had some little drought. We are so spoiled, folks. We just are so spoiled. And God loves us. He loves us through everything. So we need to love God through everything, which I'm growing into that. I'm maturing into that. Thank you, God. Even in this drought, today I was singing that song, God, you are my God. Earnestly will I seek for you. I thirst for you in a dry and barren land where there is no water. And there is water, folks. There's plenty of water for me to get a drink, for me to wash clothes, for me to wash dishes. And we still feel so left out and just we're depressed. Why are we depressed? God is giving us so much. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. I'm going to be talking about that new life. We hear so much about when you're born again, you're a new creature, a new creation. But it took years for me to hear sermons of that new creation is a new identity in Jesus Christ. Identity didn't come up till the last 10 years, 20 years maybe. So I'm just thankful that we are getting into our personal identities. Are they in Jesus Christ or are they in the world? And oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And soccer World Cup is now finally over. Oh, I watched the game yesterday between Spain and Argentina, and it was 0-0, 0-0, 0-0 through all the game, and then overtime Spain made a point, one zip. And I think the real thing that came from the World Cup is that a lot of the world came over to the United States to see them play in California and Texas and Atlanta and Miami and New York. And they got to see the United States, and they fell in love with the United States. They've heard so much negative about the United States from all the news sources and everything, the left-wing news. And they realized how beautiful America really is. And it is, folks, it is. We are so blessed. You can hear Call to Freedom on 670 KLTT at night at 9 p.m. and 2:30 in the morning. I've been waking up because it's so cool in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. Or you can go to 1220 KLDC and hear it at 11 o'clock in the morning. So if you'd like to listen to previous programs, you go to freedomstreet.org, you hit resources and click on radio show. And we're trying to get that all taken care of. There are some shows that are late in getting on. Now, Rachel and I title them every day, but this program that the webmaster is using is a little bit slow, so we're trying to work in that. Also, you can see us on Spotify by typing Freedom ST Radio, and you get our program on there. Also, you can go to 670klt.com/call to freedom, lowercase one word, and that will have my program on there. You can also donate. This website has a lot of things going on, so you can donate on the website. And if you would like to email me, it's at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org or Barbara@freedomstreet.org. Thank you so much. Oh, you're such a blessing to me, and I owe so much to all these years that you've been listening and supporting both Darren Live and Call to Freedom. Oh, what a blessing it is. When I was watching the World Cup, I don't know how many of you saw it, but during the entertainment phase, there was a lot of music and noise and bands and raucous activity going on. And then Justin Bieber walked up with his guitar, his acoustic guitar, in his little oversized hoodie, and just blessed the whole crowd, the 80,000 there, plus around the world, by singing Everything Alleluia. When my words wouldn't do, I sing Everything Alleluia, and went on and on with that simple song. And that was my highlight for the day. It was beautiful. And I believe that the maturity that we see in Justin Bieber should, I pray that for everybody, that that maturity would be seen around the world. Well, from American Center for Law and Justice, they're reporting on the protesters in Iran, and that the regime has killed 52,000 protesters that we can determine. And that's from President Trump describing Iran's war on its own people, a war that hasn't spared Christians. As the regime cracks down, the toll falls hardest on Christians already targeted, and hangings are still being reported in the eyes of the regime, seen as a rapidly growing threat connected to the West. Pastors are dragged from their homes. Believers are tortured and thrown into prisons designed to slowly kill them. Christian women separated from their children, assaulted and left with no escape. And now come reports of plans to seize a prominent Christian church in Tehran. Wow, I can't imagine how you can have church in that country, but they do. A growing hunger for God around the world. As radical Islamic persecution increases, we cannot stand by, says ACLJ. We are bringing international scrutiny to the plight of Iranian Christians. And you can go to ACLJ.org and give to this worthy organization. I know there are many worthy organizations, but ACLJ seems to always be on the front line, kind of like Samaritan's Purse when tragedy occurs or when these natural disasters happen. So go to ACLJ.org and give today. If it's only $5, that is just so worth it. If you get 1,000 people with $5, you know how much that is. Yes. Our memory verse for this week, I just wanted to sing joyfully after I heard Justin Bieber yesterday, Everything Alleluia. And so Psalm 66, 1 through 3, and we're reading through the Psalms right now in the Word Power for Every Hour. Oh, they're beautiful. Just got through reading about all the reforms that King Josiah brought forth. And guess what his son was? Evil. Yes, we cannot determine sometimes the attitude and behavior and the character of our children. But if we pray every day in the name of Jesus and cover them with the anointing of Jesus Christ, we know that he's going to listen and work in that. So here's Psalm 66, verse 1 through 3. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing the glory to his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are thy works. Now here we see, shout joyfully. Okay, so every day when you, even when you hear something negative, Father God, I choose to rejoice in you. Then it says, sing to the glory of his name. Now some of you say, well, I don't have a singing voice. Well, you can just sing. Like my dad said, I don't have a singing voice. But you know what? The words that came out of his mouth in a simple melody were just so beautiful. So sing to the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are thy works. Say with me, how awesome are thy works, O Lord. How awesome are thy works. And in the Living Translation, Psalm 66, verse 1 through 3, I don't think I've ever used this as a memory verse. Shout joyful praises to God, all the earth. Sing about the glory of his name. Tell the world how glorious he is. That's what Justin Bieber did. He said everything, alleluia, in such a simple way with an acoustic guitar. And people heard it, and they were blessed by his words. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Your enemies cringe before your mighty power. Oh, and he's given us that power, friend. He really has. I want to begin this program today by saying to you that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no one like him. He has delivered us from the bondage of the devil's grasp and from prison doors. Galatians 5:1, and that's been our verse for 30 years. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. This is from the New Living Translation. This verse encourages believers to embrace the freedom Christ provides and resist returning to spiritual slavery. And much of that is the law. Jesus fulfilled the law. We no longer have to live by the law. We live in grace, in his wonderful grace. If you go to www.freedomstreet.org, you'll find a picture of Jesus welcoming us into his presence, free from the chains and the prison doors. And thank you so much to the artist that drew that. It's beautiful. The prophet Isaiah had been through a very heavy load of ministry with great opposition, yet God gave him the freedom to write the biggest book in the Old Testament, and that's the book of Isaiah with 66 chapters. God gave him a prophetic promise, a promise to Isaiah, which eventually was fulfilled through Jesus Christ. And here in Isaiah 61, verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind. That's not a physical sight, friend. That's the spiritual blindness that people have until they recognize Jesus as Savior and Lord, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. This was Isaiah's calling, and ultimately to set at liberty those who are oppressed. And when I think back, this was Darren's ministry, when God called him out of teaching in public schools, being a principal of 16 schools in northern Colorado, and selling real estate on the side. Darren went through a dynamic change before he went into television and radio teaching, being delivered from that dark, he describes as a black ball that went out of his spirit, that black ball of anger and so much defilement, and God delivered him. Then he went into television and radio teaching, and oh, it was such a blessing. God is calling you to proclaim liberty to those around you as you take up the calling of Jesus in the new covenant. This prophecy from Isaiah 61:1 points to Jesus' mission to free the oppressed and bring spiritual liberation. Deliverance in the Bible is not merely the absence of problems. No, you and I both know that Jesus told us in John 16, verse 33, in this world you will experience opposition and tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And I must follow that with, yes, and he overcame the enemy, the devil, Satan, on the cross by his death. Sometimes when we go into a death stream, we realize that that resurrection power is going to bring absolute freedom. This deliverance is complete freedom from anything that binds, oppresses, or controls us, including sin, fear, guilt, and the power of the enemy. Jesus' death and resurrection conquered sin, death, and the devil, breaking the chains that hold believers captive. This is a gift of grace that we experience every day, praise God, received through faith that results in a transformed life, fully surrendered to God's will. That's why believers all over the world are willing to lay down their lives for Jesus. I just told you about 52,000 in Iran that were willing to lay down their lives for Jesus Christ. What an example he is for us. He died so that we might live. Oh, praise God. Believers are called to resist the devil, submit to God, and live by the Spirit, which ensures ongoing freedom from spiritual bondage. It says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he's going to flee. He's going to flee. He does not like to hear you speak the word of God. And so that's what we've got to do. We've got to learn the word and speak the word to the enemy. The Bible assures that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, reinforcing the completeness of the deliverance he provides. Do you know what the world is looking for? True, unadulterated peace. That's why the Prince of Peace has come. Romans 8, verse 19 says, for even the whole creation, all nature, all of nature, those butterflies, those flowers, those trees are going to clap their hands. All of nature waits expectantly and longs earnestly for God's sons and daughters to be made known, the revealing, the disclosing of their sonship and authority in Jesus. They're waiting for it. We are getting bold, and we're going to proclaim that, as our verse of scripture is, sing unto the Lord, shout joyfully to God. The Passion explains Romans 8, 19 through 24 in this way. The entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's redeemed sons and daughters standing in Jesus' authority. We got to learn that authority, folks. For against its will, the universe itself has had to endure the empty futility. That's empty futility, emptiness, wastefulness. It's something that results from the sin committed in the Garden of Eden, resulting from the consequences of the human sin. But now, with eager expectation, all creation longs for freedom from its slavery to decay and to experience with us the wonderful freedom coming to God's children. To this day, we are aware of the universal agony and groaning of creation as if it were in the contractions of labor for childbirth. Oof, been through that. Oh, no, not fun, not fun until I had the girls in my arms. Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 23 of Romans 8 says, and it's not just creation who's groaning. We who have already experienced the first fruits of the Spirit also inwardly groan as we passionately long to experience our full status as God's sons and daughters, including our physical bodies being transformed. Oh, I'm looking forward to that, folks. I am. The older I get and the older we get, I think we are looking more forward to that transformation. For this is the hope of our salvation. Oh, that we would actually experience and see the manifestation of this glorious authority in Jesus. The scene in Romans 8, verse 19, paints a vivid picture of creation eagerly awaiting the revealing of the children of God. Come with me for a moment and imagine a serene awakening at dawn, with the first rays of sunlight peeking over the horizon, casting a warm glow over a lush meadow. Even in the early mornings when I go out at 5:30 or 6 o'clock to water the backyard, I see the sun just peeking through the trees. I have huge maple trees in my backyard, peeking through the trees onto the lush grass. And even though my grass is overgrown and it's not a whole lot of grass now in Denver, Colorado, because we're not allowed to water that much, my grass looks so lush. It does in the early morning light. And so in this creation scene, you can see a diverse array of creatures gathered together, from majestic lions to delicate butterflies, from towering redwoods to delicate wildflowers. Oh, and if you go up into the mountains and see those columbines, oh, they look so delicate, but they come up year after year. Each one seems to exude a sense of eager expectation, as if they're all waiting for something monumental to happen. The atmosphere is charged with a sense of unity and harmony, as all of creation is united, representing the children of God. They stand in awe of the beauty surrounding them, humbled by the magnitude of creation's anticipation of their revealing. As we look around at the natural world, we are reminded of our responsibility to steward. Yes, we're called stewards and caretakers, and we care for this precious gift from God. The scene is a powerful reminder of the interconnectedness of all living beings and the profound impact that the children of God have on the world around them. I was just thinking the other day, it is really a revealing for me that when we are caught up with Jesus in the clouds, that means that all of the children of God, all the believers who have new life in them, are going to be gone. And what does that leave this world with? I believe that's why it says, I think the verses in Zechariah, that all nations will come against Israel. And I believe that when we're caught up in the rapture with Jesus, that what is left of the United States of America is going to be socialistic and left-wing. I hate to see that. I hate to express that to you today, but I believe that's going to happen when all the children of God are taken up to be with Jesus. Jesus promises abundant life. And be cognizant of the beautiful spiritual life you have in Christ. The first part of John 10:10 tells us that the thief, what does a thief do? The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What does a thief do? I've had thieves at my life. In my home, he takes something that isn't his. That's what a thief is, a thief and a robber. He has come to steal, kill, and destroy. What is he stealing and what is he trying to destroy? What does the enemy want to take from you? He's trying to take your identity in Jesus and whittle you down to an unworthy, helpless human being. He's still trying to flaunt his authority that he lost at the cross, trying to be bigger than he actually is. And Isaiah is telling us in Isaiah 14, 16 through 17, that when people see Satan as he really is, here's what it says. They will say, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world like a wilderness and overthrew its cities? You see, Satan has yet to admit that he's defeated. He still believes that he's equal to God in might and authority. This is significant because it marks a humiliation for Satan that he doesn't want to admit. And here is the one whom God created to be the worship leader and called Star of the Morning in Isaiah 14, who had previously believed himself to be a divine being. Then pride entered. Ah, that pride. Ah, it's so dangerous, folks. You got to get rid of it. Humble yourself before God. It shows that God's power is absolute and beyond human or angelic comparison. And Psalm 19 expresses it so beautifully. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Firmament is the earth. The earth is showing God's creation and his mighty, mighty imagination and description of what he created. Oh, it's so beautiful. I want you to remind you that it's what Jesus did, that he continued and he's continuing to do for you today. See, the pride and rebellion that the devil presents to the human being, it's doomed when you face Jesus' divine authority. And it's not only God's authority in Jesus is not only redeeming you from the curse of the law, but sanctifying you thoroughly in all that you are and will be. Oh, we ain't seen nothing yet. We ain't. Colossians 1:22 says, yet now has Christ the Messiah reconciled you to God. And reconcile here means that there was a separation, and now something has happened to bring you and God together as one in the body of his flesh through death in order to present you holy, faultless, and irreproachable in the Father's presence. I'm still in Colossians, and I realized the program that Darren had on Friday, we were in Colossians also. I remember 1975. I felt like I couldn't go on being married to John. Oh, we had so many differences, and I just could hardly stand his hugging me anymore. And it was me. I know I was part of the miserable thing going on. And John was awakened to the fact that if God didn't do something in our marriage soon, we would be headed for divorce. Well, John began to pray diligently. He was a mighty man of God. And even though we didn't see eye to eye, we realized that God was the number one in each one of our lives. And yet we felt like we couldn't get along as a couple. Well, he discovered this beautiful verse of scripture that Holy Spirit gave to him. And it's no Bible, no breakfast. And he started on a daily path in the Word of God. As his wife, I saw such a difference and change in my husband, John Wells, that I realized that if God can change him as dramatically as he has, and this covered, you know, almost a 3-month period, that I got to do it too. Father God, I got to read that word every day. And that's why I'm promoting the word every day to you. I encourage you every day, get into the word. It is a lifesaver. It really is. And it is a refreshing to your soul every day. So remember that. No Bible, no breakfast. It's a great verse to remember when you think, oh, I'm too busy. I can't get into the word of God today. Oh, yes, you can. You cannot stay away from the word of God when you want to have joy and peace and righteousness in your life on a regular basis.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in